Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. I'll explore the connection to the human spirit in a way that helps to navigate your life, including crisis. I am passionate about helping you to open up to your intuition and the metaphysical world of spirit to find your confidence and your own inner guidance. Take a pause, be inspired, learn ways to show up focused, centered, and more dynamic in your everyday life.
Welcome back to the Empowered Spirit Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. As this podcast goes to air, we have moved through the new moon solar eclipse. Wow, what'd you think? With the sun, moon, Mercury, although retrograde, Venus, and Chiron, all in Aries, it has opened us all up to a time of bold new beginnings, allowing you to forge a new path into the future. This energy is dynamic and potent, urging you to step out of your comfort zone and embrace change. To me, the moment I loved the most was the pause. When we were in that moment of totality, even if it was only partial from where you were, there was still a moment when the energy of this eclipse connected energies in a we are all one moment. There is so much power in a pause. So much power in what's coming forward for each of us. Are you feeling this? Are you feeling lost or unsure of yourself? This raw energy can create these effects. Maybe it has left you vulnerable as you up-level your worth in the world. Do you need some guidance on your path? My private mentoring, Empowered Spirit Program, has a few spots available for the spring. This program is where I help you repattern and learn tools and techniques to break free and create a new path to embody your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Want to know more? Schedule a complimentary spiritual makeover breakthrough call with me, and let's see what the number one thing is that you can do to break these old patterns. The link will be in the show notes. In today's episode, I wanted to bring forward a powerful message that I channeled in moving through this portal of light. So let's take a moment to ground and center so that I can bring forward this message to you. So wherever you are, if you can, close your eyes. Taking a deep inhale, breathing up the body. And exhale, breathing all the way back down, slowing down. Inhale, expanding the breath up the body. Exhale, breathing all the way back down, grounding. Inhale, expanding the breath all the way up the body. And as you exhale, call all your energy into you, call it in. Taking another deep inhale and exhale. Calling in the spiritual body, aligning right on top of the physical, the emotional, the mental bodies, centering. Inhale, breathing up the body. And now as you exhale, dropping deep into the heart, right into the very center of your heart, feel that connection of your spirit and the greater spirit. Know that you are loved, guided, protected. Feeling all this energy coming in around you. As we take this time to honor this cycle of life, to honor the cosmic forces and these new paths and these new directions that are opening. Inhaling and exhaling. Dropping into the heart as I begin to bring in from the higher realms, this message is coming forward for you. During this time, recognize places that you are growing stronger. recognize the self-worth that is coming forward from the places you have been healing. This now shows you your strength. It is a time to come forward on your path with this renewed confidence. These are the places that allow you to feel this shift. Notice and know that you don't have to struggle here anymore. This is how the eclipse has opened up and brought you through this portal of light. You may even begin to feel a little bored with these old stories, as they no longer serve your path. Only the lessons learned is what is important. Recognize the stories aren't the driving forces. The lessons are. You no longer have to live in these wounds, but it is up to you to rise above. This is what we mean by stepping up to a new level. Allow yourself to feel this freedom now. So much light has poured down to each of us, activating light codes, activating the crystalline structure within. Notice this. In the midst of the duration of the eclipse was a quieting, a rare pause for all mankind to reset with these new codes. How will your soul translate them for you? Do not resist. Even if it feels raw, trust. The brain is recalibrating. Your work with this will depend on how you are able to transmute the old energy and rewire the brain with this brilliant source of light that has come in. It will allow you to remember you are the soul that is only housed in this physical body. You may notice periods of feeling tired. This is for you to allow yourself to rest, to continue to find moments of pausing, to rewire these old habits within you, and allow the soul to gather new strengths. It too is recalibrating your path. It could be easy to go back into that old energy, as that is what the intellect may be telling you. Yet, deep within, you recognize these light codes from the cosmic order of the stars and the moon and the planets. Allow new information to come in for you by simply getting still each and every day. You may feel right now your life is redundant because you are craving a renewed sense of your purpose. These next several weeks are very important for your growth. Do not speed by them. It may not feel like the party everyone else is making the eclipse to be. Rather, it is deep and very personal right now. You are the one that has taken in this light, this energy. You are the one that is living your path. You are the one that has been healing these old wounds. Allow the spirit that represents your soul in this lifetime to shine. Allow it to grow without restraint. It may feel odd, yet exhilarating at the same time. Hopefully you have been creating changes in your routine so that you aren't overwhelmed by this new path your soul is guiding you on. If you find yourself in chaos, relax into the energy. And remember, your soul is guiding you to the changes we are all recognizing. Be sure to ground with your Mother Earth. She holds a big part of this equation for you. She will help you through these changes, but you must do your part and be outside with her. Feet on the earth and breathe with her breath. Let the wind move through you. Let the sun shine into you and empower your solar plexus, your power, your strength. Take it in. It is from here you will move forward on your path to greater heights. Allow for this transmutation of energy to occur. Do not be in a hurry. There is still much to be downloaded from this cosmic force of energy with these light codes that have come in. Move through these next several weeks with grace. Watch your words and how you communicate with others. Show kindness to all living things. Remember, our four-legged friends have also gone through a shift, as well as the beautiful birds and other small creatures. We are all one. Notice these shifts, for these are the great signs of humanity that has come in. Do not compare yourself to anyone right now. Every living being is shifting. There will be many that don't even notice this shift. That is okay. It will be of great help to you to take conscious breaths and to allow yourself to go deeper within. This slowing down has the keys to the answers you seek, which is all within you. But you must slow down to be present, to be able to interpret the meanings. You have the great ability to do this. Aye Oshe Se Maya Ha Aya Ose Mahaya Ha Ha Ya Ya. You are the source of your power now. It has been given and received. All is as it is. Taking a nice deep inhale, breathing up the body. And exhale, breathing all the way back down. As you begin to ground your energy, feel the power in your solar plexus. Recognize your heart opening with love. Feel the light of the third eye being illuminated from all of these light codes coming in. Taking one more deep inhale and exhale. And as you're ready, blinking the eyes back open, coming back. So as you move through these next weeks, finding those pauses, having patience and grace with yourself, finding that stillness that allows you to upgrade your path, be at one with all that is. Inhaling and exhaling. Notice. Notice what you notice. Sealing all this energy in, shokure, 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 all for the highest good. Thanks again for listening. This is your host, Tarianne Hyman, to your spirit. Namaste.